WCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. We're sponsored by North State Consultants, and the phone number there is 530-221-0101. 530-221-0101. Consultations are by appointment only. We specialize in tax strategies and tax preparation. Let's see. Today is February 2nd, 2013. Yesterday was Linda's birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you. There I am. Thank you very much.
Okay. And how old are you? 58?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, sorry. It's my younger sister. So I
yeah, remember, you're older, so that what's that put you at?
30?
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, we're here in the studio with Bob, our trusted soundboard operator and all-around great guy. Hi, Bob. Good morning.
All around.
Yeah, all around. That got him.
I got choked on that a little bit.
And it came out all around geek.
You know. Yeah, sorry about that.
But that works, too.
Okay, very good.
All right, happy birthday, Linda.
Thank you.
We're going to have Larry Klayman on the show today, but we wanted to get started with, go ahead and do the veterans events. We're going to move right into stuff here.
The AMVETS Ladies Auxiliary Post 4 is having a fundraiser for the Wounded Warrior Project. When? It's on February 16th. It is at the Senior Citizen Hall at 2290 Benton Drive.
Very good. Anything else?
Yeah. Let's get one more in here. Let me see. We have all the veterans are invited to Parson Junior High on February 21st at 8:45. They are doing a tribute to all the veterans. So they got special programs. They're going to serve lunch and all that good stuff. So
very good. Okay, first quote, and then we'll get right to a video because we won't have time to play it. It is said that power corrupts, but actually it is more true that power attracts the corruptible. The sane are usually attracted by other things than power. With that, let's go right into our video here, Bob, and then we'll hit a break, and then we'll get right to our guest.
All right, here we go.
News wrap-up for Friday, February 1st, 2013. North Africa and the Middle East are hot and getting hotter with conflict and possible war. Let's just start with North Africa. I mean, from this a terror situation where they took hostages in a bloody, bloody bloodbath where they tried to release them, down to the French taking action against terrorists in Mali, to Libya, where now even the Brits are telling their citizens to get out. It's too dangerous. Over to Egypt, where President Morsi's the new president, you know, the Arab Spring president, his regime is teetering on collapse. Move over into the Middle East, and the big giant-sized boil there is Syria. The better part of 2 years, they've had a bloody civil war that's taken 60,000 lives. The latest, Israeli jets attacked a convoy inside Syria that they say was carrying rockets to be used against Israel. Well, the Assad regime in Syria and the Iranians are vowing to retaliate. The Russians say this is unacceptable. That's a superpower, folks. This thing could spin out of control if Israel, they retaliate on Israel. Meanwhile, the Iranians reportedly are speeding up their nuclear enrichment program. Now, Henry Kissinger, who is at Davos, Switzerland, says, hey, there is a giant crisis approaching with the Iranian enrichment program. It is near, his words. Now, I don't think he's talking about next year. I don't know when it is, but it's probably sooner than later. And the other point I'd like to make is all these hot spots and trouble areas around North Africa and Middle East, there are no peace negotiations going on. None. A zero. Even the UN, with the latest Israeli strike on the Syrian convoy, says it is greatly concerned about this latest escalation, and you should be too. If war breaks out, first and foremost, we'll have oil shipments shut down out of the North Africa or the Middle East. I mean, if the Strait of Hormuz is shut down, the Suez Canal, if they start firing RPG at oil tankers, if a suitcase nuke goes off, you know, somewhere with one of our allies, or in, you know, Europe, which also allies, or in the United States, the economy, not only is the economy going to spiral into a black hole, but the world will be thrown into war. Many folks are going to die. This next world war is going to involve some type of nuclear conflict. I hope I'm wrong. This is a very dangerous situation in North Africa and the Middle East, and it's not being diffused. There are more fuses being lit that can explode in the face of the world. It's not getting any better whatsoever. Back here in the U.S., we had a surprise 0.1% contraction. Doesn't sound like very much, does it? And you know what? If you take a look at the mainstream media, here's the USA Today. It was this week. You know, dip in economy, you know, not so bad. It's not so bad. Of course, the article doesn't bring up the fact, oh, really, it's not so bad? You mean when you consider that we've had QE1 and QE2 and Operation Twist and open-ended QE, you know, trillions of dollars spent, that we get a contraction? The Fed is printing out $85 billion a month to infinity, open-ended. We have the Fed, you know, with zero interest rates and a interest rate suppression policy, and also the government allowing corporations, which the banks are the big beneficiaries, a phony accounting, you know, where the banks and everybody else can value their assets at whatever they think they can get for them in the future. And when you consider all that, we get a contraction. I don't care if it is only 0.1%. What do you think would have happened to the economy here in the U.S., inflation adjusted, if we were printing $85 billion a month in the mid-90s or the mid-80s or, you know, in the mid-2000s, what do you think would have happened to the economy with phony accounting and 0% interest rates? Well, we wouldn't be circling the moon. We'd be circling Mars. It would have taken off like a rocket. We'd have 10% growth. We'd have high inflation, but we'd have high growth. And what do we get? 0.1% contraction. And this is from a government that tells us that the inflation rate's around 2%. Really? If you did inflation the way it was done in 1980 or earlier by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, it'd be around 8 or 9% in reality. So what's the real contraction number? Is it, are we down contracting a percent? A whole percent? Are we contracting 2%? If you factor in inflation and do some real calculating? Who knows? But with all this money printing, and all these, you know, loose, you know, interest rates and suppression and loose accounting standards, we're getting a contraction. That's the best they can come up with. Huh. Oh my goodness. So now what do you think the Fed is going to do now that the economy is contracting? You think they're going to let up on the money printing, or do you think they're going to increase the money printing? Well, I think they're going to increase it. And so does Bill Gross at PIMCO. Bill Gross is nicknamed the Bond King. PIMCO has $1.3 trillion or more under management. And Bill Gross is worried. He wrote a piece on the company website, the PIMCO website, called Credit Supernova. I'll give you my translation, the short translation, and that is they're going to print money until the credit explodes. And then we're going to have a new system. And so what's he telling people to buy, Bill Gross? What's a guy who made billions of dollars, a personal fortune? He's a billionaire who made money in the bond market with fiat currency. What's he telling people to buy? Let me read this. Gold or anything that can't be reproduced as fast as credit. He's telling people to buy real stuff. Stuff he says that you can sink your teeth into. That is unbelievable for a guy like Bill Gross. I've said this before. This is like the Pope saying, hey, you know that Christianity thing? I think we should look into Buddhism. This is the Bond King telling people to buy gold. That's frightening. Had a lot of comments on the let's do away with the Constitution piece, you know, by the Georgetown law professor Seidman. You know, I don't mind him saying that. I'm for the First Amendment. Okay? I don't agree with him. And that's the problem. CBS put this op-ed piece out with Seidman without any rebuttal whatsoever. If it would have been rebutted by somebody who actually knew something about the Constitution, not me, but somebody else, he would have cut Mr. Seidman to ribbons. I mean, I'm not even a law student, and I understand that not only do we have the Constitution for way over 200 years, but we also have case law surrounding the interpretation of the Constitution. We have more than 200 years of case law. So Seidman wants to give up on the Constitution and throw all that stuff out. What do you bet his new Constitution doesn't have any right for people to own guns? I don't mind him saying what he said, even though I think it's outrageous and stupid. I do mind CBS putting that on without any rebuttal whatsoever. Thank you for supporting USA Watchdog with your comments and coming onto the site. Thank the few of you that use the donation button that helps offset the expenses of the site. Really appreciate that. I'm Greg Hutter. That's the way I see it.
Very good. That was our weekly wrap-up with Greg Hunter. I like this guy. I like what he has to say, and he's pretty sharp. And I guess we're going to go to a break right now.
I guess we are, and then we'll get our guests in on the line. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Smell it, that sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here on a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid at the David Marr Theater in Reading on February 1st, 2nd, and 9th. Adapted from the 2008 Disney Broadway production, this musical features the hit songs Part of Your World, She's in Love, and the Oscar-winning song Under the Sea, all with live music. Have your picture taken with your favorite character after each performance. Tickets may be purchased at the Cascade box office, online at cascadetheater.org, or by calling 243-8877.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Well, howdy, folks. This is Michael Smalljohn, and I want to extend an invitation to all of you to join me and my guests on Mike's Outdoors every Saturday at 6 a.m. We talk about your outdoors, the great outdoors of Northern California. We talk about places like Trinity Alps Wilderness, things like hunting and fishing, camping, and snow skiing. So won't you please make plans to join us bright and early at 6 a.m. on Saturday mornings on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Guess I'll have to sing Riders on the Storm.
It's not coming on.
Okay, you can't have everything all the time, you know?
We've been batting 1,000 today here.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we're not batting 1,000 anymore. We're batting 500. Oh, there we are. There's Riders on the Storm. That's what we're looking for.
All right.
It's kind of appropriate for our next guest here. We're going to be talking to Larry Klayman. He's the founder of Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch, is known for his strong public interest in advocacy and furtherance of ethics in government and individual freedoms and liberties. He speaks four languages, ran for Senate as a Republican in Florida. They even have a character, I was reading his bio here, on West Wing that was created after him, Harry Claypool, Freedom Watch. And so Mr. Klayman's a very interesting guy, and we wanted to talk to him because he's been, you know, doing a lot of research and work on our esteemed Commander-in-Chief's eligibility issues, which we know are really a problem because the rule of law is at risk. Are you there, Mr. Klayman?
I am. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
No, not a problem. I've been kind of following you for quite some time and been really chomping at the bit to get you on as a guest because I find you're very interesting and you know, we're completely on the same wavelength on this eligibility, I believe, as far as natural born citizenship. And, you know, how does this guy keep getting away with it is the big question. But what are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are, I've lived it too. It's both, is that the judges in this country have become very politicized. And they realize their decision in the courts, and there are several court cases that are pending, and I brought several for our clients, one of whom is even was a presidential candidate in 2012. But they realize that if they make a decision that's adverse to the president, to use the term loosely, president, that it's going to cost them in their career. Most of them are looking forward to a higher appointment, re-election, whatever the case may be, and they are cowards, as the other two branches of government, of course, have demonstrated, you know, over the last several years. And that's why the American people are at the point of revolt. We kind of are like we were back in 1776 when the king wasn't listening to our grievances. So we've gone through this before, but we have an illegitimate president. We continue to fight. One of our cases is in the Alabama Supreme Court. The new Chief Justice, Judge Roy Moore, he's the Ten Commandments judge, and hopefully he can take a courageous stand and persuade his other fellow justices to do the right thing and rule that this president is not eligible. We also have cases in Florida.
Yeah, what do you think about the case that's pending up with Orly Tates as far as this voter fraud thing? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, if you're talking about the one that has been advertised that the Supreme Court has accepted it. No, the Supreme Court hasn't accepted it yet.
They've just agreed to hear the case before they, or I guess go over the paperwork before they decide if they're going to hear the case. Is that?
Yeah, that's where it is right now. And I'll tell you, I wrote a column on worldnetdaily.com. I write a column each week. And several months ago, I saw Justice Scalia, Antonin Scalia, at an event. And I walked up to him and I said, "Justice Scalia, mind if I ask you a question?" He said, "Sure." "What is a natural born citizen?" First, and he looks at me like a deer in the headlights. He goes, someone born in the United States?
Are you kidding me? This is a Supreme Court justice said that? That sounds like Ben Bernanke when they asked him if gold was money.
Right, and of course it's someone born in the United States to two American citizen parents because the Constitution's defined by the law of nations of Emmerich Vattel, a Frenchman. And in fact, Scalia had issued a decision just a few weeks earlier in the Arizona immigration case where he used the law of nations.
Really?
So, you know, they are all shy of this issue. They're all part of the establishment.
So you believe they really know because, you know, it's pretty clear in Section 212 of that, of Vattel's law. And then you look at all, I've been into the William and Mary courses that Jefferson and those guys took. And I mean, it seems pretty clear. And there's actually court decisions that have verified the fact that it's two, American citizens, at the time of the birth of parents. And we obviously know he's not. So do you think they know that this is wrong and they're just avoiding it or what?
Yes, they know it's wrong. Just like, Chief Justice John Roberts knew that his decision on Obamacare was wrong. That was a political decision. He didn't want to rock the boat. He wanted to look good in the eyes of the media and the political establishment. He thought the Republicans probably were going to win for the White House back and do something about Obamacare and take him off the hook. This is the way Washington works these days. We don't have founding fathers who are willing to risk their secret, their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor for our people. But, you know, there's other recourse here in addition to the courts. I have a citizen's grand jury, which I've impaneled in Ocala, Florida. We'll be seeking the indictment of Barack Obama on grounds of defrauding the United States with regard to his eligibility. We have already indicted him for treason for releasing national security information, which resulted in the death of Navy SEALs in Pakistan when their helicopter was shot down after Osama bin Laden was killed. And this is all an educational process for the American people who are at the point, I believe, of rising up, and I pray peacefully, that's what we're attempting to do, to change our rulers, and if necessary, even change our form of government to a certain degree, as happened in 1776. As the framers said, and our founding fathers said, that is our God-given right. And now we've got an attack on guns and self-defense. That could be the flashpoint which actually creates a revolution. I don't want to see a violent revolution, God forbid, but we are going to have a revolution.
Yeah, I think we are in the middle of the revolt even now. Like you say, we want it to be a nonviolent revolution, and we're kind of in the middle of that. But, you know, we've got half the country that still is looking for a handout from the administration in some form or another, or they're just completely naive and uneducated as to the facts. I mean, it's like this rule of law issue. I had somebody tell me in my office the other day, I don't care, if this guy qualifies as a natural born citizenship or not. He's just a bad president. We need to get rid of him. And, you know, she's a really nice gal and everything, but she completely does not understand the concept of the rule of law and why that's important. And I think that's what we're losing a little bit here is the education process with the general people out there. They don't understand anything, and they've been completely brainwashed by mainstream media.
No, you're absolutely right. And that extends to everything in our society. From the bottom up. I mean, we've got kids now, in their teens, in their early 20s, who can't put a sentence together, without using the word like five times. They're constantly distracted by social media, texting, Facebook. They don't pay attention. You've got, you know, a generation above that, which has significant problems in terms of morality and ethics. You can see the Hollywood movies that are coming out. Who they sell to? My own generation. I'm 61. I'm not that much younger than Bill Clinton. Look at him. 40 scandals. Hillary Clinton. Many, many crimes. We have, really sunk to a very low level. And we have to put the country back together, not just politically, but ethically and morally. In fact, it was John Adams who said, 13 days before signing the Declaration of Independence, one of our greatest founding fathers, our second president, that it doesn't matter how many times you change your rulers or forms of government. Without ethics, morality, and religion, you will not have a lasting liberty.
Yeah, I think that's the first thing that they've done. If you know, it really strikes me as you're right on the beam. If you go back to, I'm thinking of to my childhood, that's when it actually first started, is that we started getting this educational process in, and it was a creeping thing. And over time, it's just gotten worse and worse and worse, and we can see it now. We've got to get back to that, because without that's the first thing that was attacked was our morality, and it's gotten worse over time. And with that, you know, people don't believe in any, principles and honesty and integrity. And I think you're right. I mean, the basis of our whole society had to be, was founded around a moral society that, you know, wouldn't lie, cheat, steal, and that kind of thing. That was, you know, we need that to get back. I'm not sure how we do it. I was reading a piece the other day. They said, we got to get back into the schools. We got to start getting back into the education and get this back to everybody, the children and the generation.
We got to give them a good foundation for
You know, and we need courses. In school. And, you know, you mentioned that I speak four languages. I am an international lawyer. I morphed into a crime fighter seeing the injustice in our legal system. I'm not anti-foreign, entities and people, things like that. But you've got all these immigrants coming here, legal and illegal. And we don't teach them so-called American values. Not that Americans know them anymore either.
Right.
But they're here to make money. They're not really here because it's America. And that's part of the problem, and that's how we wind up with an Obama, because they'll vote for him.
They'll vote for anybody who's giving them stuff.
With him.
Yeah.
He's not even an American.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? I mean, it's crazy. So you're of the school that you don't think he was born in Hawaii at all then?
No. The evidence is overwhelming. He was not born in Hawaii, and the birth certificate's a total fraud.
Yep.
I know Sheriff Arpaio and Mike Zulu, the private investigator who furthered that, Jerry Corsi, who wrote the book for World Net Daily, is my client. There's no way that this guy was born in the United States.
Yeah, we've had all these guys on the show. You were kind of the last feather on our cap, almost, to speak of, on this subject, because I was really amazed. I got started on this whole thing one night because I thought, what the heck's the big deal? So I thought I'd do a little research, and I actually got into all the original documents and all this stuff, and I stayed up all night because I just kept getting farther and farther down the rabbit hole, and then in the morning I'm wake up with this big epiphany. My God, he's not eligible. How the heck did that ever happen? And I've been on this line of thinking ever since, just trying to get the truth out there.
Well, as you know, he was very happy to claim that he was American when he wanted foreign aid as a student. So
yeah.
When is he right? You know, and you raise a good point. People believe what they want to believe. He may be a nice guy, but he's done some things that aren't so good. Well, you know what? People who don't do things that are helpful to this country are not nice guys.
Right.
And Obama is not a nice guy. And to be candid, I believe that not only is he a socialist, not only has he favored Muslims over Christians and Jews, I don't think he likes white people. I don't think he likes anyone who believes in life. He obviously favors the radical gay and lesbian agenda over family values. He is not a nice person. To the contrary, I think he's evil.
Yeah, I kind of have to agree with that. I mean, I've been saying to people all along that, you know, given the right circumstances, this guy will turn into Stalin or Hitler or somebody pretty quickly, I believe, because there's a fact pattern that's being totally avoided by the media on what he's done behind the scenes, circumventing the rule of law, attacking liberty, Libya, you know, just one thing after another that the media just whitewashes. But, you know, the rule of law to me is really the foundation of our country. And was, I mean, that goes all the way back to 1215 and the signing of the Magna Carta, and people do not understand how important it is that if we are all not subject to the same rules, equal protection under the law, you know, you have tyranny. Sooner or later, a strong man's going to step in, and they just make the rules up as they go along, the old Rex, Lex, Lex, Rex thing. So,
absolutely. And if people want to see what we're doing, I mean, we're fighting him on a number of fronts legally. They can go to our website at freedomwatchusa.org, freedomwatchusa.org. Because it's not just one thing that gets me to that conclusion. It's many different things, including his stance on Iran, on Israel, everything. I mean, he is dyed-in-the-wool socialist, anti-American, in the mold of a Louis Farrakhan, a black Muslim, who hates white people.
You know, it's interesting because, I mean, I'm going to do a segment when I get a chance here on the lies. You know, I Googled Obama lies and I got 49 million hits, looking at the thing, and I'm going, holy crap. I mean, this is unbelievable. And then I got a hold of, I got one of the publications from, WND the other day that is about Obama lies, and there's so many of them, it's hard to even nail it down. And, I didn't like George Bush either because I thought he was really part of the problem and that, you know, Obama's just continued his policies.
I agree.
His
we wouldn't have Obama if it hadn't been for George W. Bush.
Absolutely.
That's how badly he did.
Yeah, and but the extent of the lies is so monumental, and to hear, you know, nothing on mainstream media but crickets on the subject is just absolutely unbelievable.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're in a different world right now, and the same people, you know, that elected a Ronald Reagan are no longer around, or they're dying off quickly.
Right.
Or they're, you know, in their late middle ages, so to speak. We are in the Middle Ages. It's a kind of metaphoric. But it's no longer the same group, and it's going to be a real struggle to peacefully take this country back.
Okay, Larry,
and
I hate
it's the only way that we can do it and succeed. It can't be done otherwise.
Larry, we have to go to a break, unfortunately, so hang on there, and we'll catch you on the other side. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman, drink my wine.
I love that.
That's going back a little bit.
Yeah, a little Hendrix there. Yeah, along the Watchtower. Yeah. I also noticed, Larry, that you are a graduate of Duke University with honors in political science and French literature, and you are an attorney as well. So, you know, I just kind of wanted to get that in there that you know, you have some education background, and so, you know, you inside this political arena, you're not just, you know, some schmo.
Well, I mean, to have a college education doesn't mean that you're smart, but
that's true.
I'm good at it, and I'm not somebody that's out there in the wilderness.
Yeah,
looking for whatever after World War II.
Yeah, you know, it can actually be the opposite of that. A friend of mine used to say, a lot of times, in business, you know, I was in business with a guy a while ago, and he'd say that this guy, you know, if they had a college degree, cause he was a self-made man, he'd say, yeah, this guy's been educated beyond his own intelligence.
Yeah, a fool that's educated is still a fool.
Exactly. Anyway, so, where were we? What were we talking
about?
Well,
we were the state of the country today.
Right.
And I would urge people, and I'm writing a new book. I have an old book called Whores, W-H-O-R-E-S. It actually comes out of the Bible in Isaiah, where God says the faithful city has become a whore. Everyone seeks a bribe. Widows and orphans are abandoned. And God looks to the counselors and judges to restore the tarnished city to the faithful city. It's a play on words, is that, you know, what we have in Washington, D.C. today are whores. They follow the money. The Democrat Party and the Republican Party, we've got the Super Bowl tomorrow. One's like the National League, the other's like the American League. They're not serving the needs of the American people. They're stuffing money into their own pockets.
Yeah, and the press...
Believe me, there's plenty of money for the Republicans, even though they didn't win the White House back.
Oh, yeah.
Blows in Washington.
Oh, yeah, I think they're all on the same team. You got the whores and the politicians, and then you got the prostitutes in the mainstream media, you know, that just, you know, that's a pretty bad combination. It's funny you brought up the books, because I was just thinking you had one here in your bio, Fatal Neglect. And then the whores, why and how I came to fight the establishment. And you have a third book. What's the name of the third book?
The third book, I don't want to release that yet.
Okay.
But, you know, it's about God and civil disobedience and how Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi, was able to change South Africa and bring about human rights, at least for his people, to some degree. And then he went to India. And he overthrew the British Empire and created the great country of India and did it peacefully.
Right.
And that's the kind of thing we're going to have to go to. This is the next step beyond the court system.
Right.
Civil disobedience. And, of course, the ultimate step, the third step, is revolution.
And well, I think
we are in a revolutionary state right now.
I agree. I think right now we're being pushed into an economic collapse, and I think the powers that be hope that turns ugly and a martial law gets to be implemented. I believe that's what they're trying to do. I know that we're going to have a currency collapse or a stock market collapse or a world reserve currency problem. I mean, you know, we're headed for a bad spot right now because of the debt and the debt ceiling. They're not doing anything about the spending or anything.
And in the last several days, you'll see the reports, and these are not made up. And this sounds way out, but it's happening. Black helicopters of the Army have been conducting exercises over major American cities, firing rounds of ammunition, practice ammunition.
Yeah, I saw that in Texas. There was a video.
So-called urban violence. I don't think this is by an accident. I don't think it's totally geared to terrorism.
Right.
It's geared towards suppressing the United States, the American people. And if you put that together with Obama's clear plan, which he's trying to put into action incrementally, taking away our guns, I think we can see where we're headed.
Yeah, I agree. I saw a video in Texas, I believe it was, where these people were all freaked out because they didn't realize what was going on, and these exercises with the helicopters were spraying, you know, rounds, and they could hear it going off, and they thought there was some kind of a terrorist attack and all kinds of stuff. That was just this last week. So, yeah, I saw it. I agree. So, I don't know. We're headed for a really a painful awakening here across the board, I believe, in this country. And people are just now starting to wake up. The economic numbers, you know, I mean, you know, we played the USA Watchdog thing at the beginning of the program. And, you know, we had a decline in GDP, you know, with $85 billion of stimulus a month right now. I mean, how crazy is that? And people are, you know, still in this we're in recovery mentality. It's absolutely ridiculous. You know, I guess we're going to have to really see the pain before we realize there's a real problem across the board.
Absolutely. It's occurred throughout world history. And, you know, I'm a religious person too, you know, very much inwardly. I guess I'm always non-conventional. I'm a Jewish Christian.
Interesting.
And I believe that Jesus
how do you do
was
that?
The greatest Jew there ever was. Okay. And I look, you know, the founding fathers knew that it was an incredible long shot when they declared independence and in effect war
right.
on the British crown. So I am optimistic that with God's grace that we will succeed. And save this country.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel the same way. I totally agree with you is that I think the founding fathers, the odds were totally stacked against them and they came out on top anyway. And if you look back at the history of the Revolutionary War and so forth, you know, there were some miracle events that put us actually into the freedom spot, which, you know, you got to kind of look at the divine intervention a little bit there, even if you're not religious.
Absolutely. So I have that little, you know, spark in my inner self that tells me that we will succeed, and that he will help us in that success. So we just can't give up. We have to keep fighting. It is the worst situation we've ever seen. We have to get rid of the attitude that it can't happen to me. It is happening to you and me and our loved ones right now. We have a president, to be blunt, who has a plan. He is the Muslim equivalent of the Manchurian Candidate, the famous movie. I believe that he is attempting to further his own brand of revolution in this country and worldwide. We have an incredibly evil entity that's occupying the White House. Beyond that, we need to keep cool. We need to be peaceful, and we need to, you know, reclaim the country.
Yeah, I agree that the timing right now is pretty incredible with everything. When you look at, you know, the gun control issues and the monetary issues. And I mean, it's pretty obvious to me that, you know, they are trying to sink the country up there. And then this, you know, I haven't completely verified this open-ended, debt ceiling agreement, because they say they're going to come back and look at it in May, but they said that they temporarily suspended the debt ceiling. And, you know, Nixon temporarily suspended the convertibility of the dollar into gold in 1971, you know, 40-something years ago. And it was it's been temporary for forever. And that's what I'm afraid of, is that we just gave Obama an open-ended check to keep writing, you know, and so we're going to hyperinflate. It's almost a guarantee, in my opinion.
No, you're absolutely right. And the reason, you know, we are in a revolutionary state is, you know, one reason we don't have an opposition political party.
Right.
John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, he'd rather spend his time at tanning salons. You know, you'll see him in Washington. I know Boehner. I spent over 20 years in Washington. I still go there for what I have to do. And he's out there every night drinking with lobbyists, God knows what. He's not in control, and there is no political party left in the Republican sector that is in control. They love to go on TV. The John McCain's, Lindsey Graham's, a bunch of them, you know, even the Marco Rubio's, okay, who, you know, for whatever reason, he's become the, you know, the head of the party. This is a game. It's a dog and pony show. They're not there for us.
So what do you think the solutions are to this?
Well, the solutions to what I'm saying is that you fight as hard as you can in the courts. But the next step is civil disobedience.
Right.
Gandhi, you know, I urge people to rent the movie or read the book and see, you know, how it is we can go about peacefully changing this country and you know, reclaiming the vision of our founding fathers.
Very good. Yeah, I've got a little segment here on the Obamacare that I was going to talk about too, and that's part of the civil disobedience stuff. I mean, the final regulations that were issued Wednesday by the Internal Revenue Service basically are saying that it's going to cost up to $20,000, or it's going to cost $20,000 a year for health insurance for a family. And, you know, if you don't sign up or get health insurance, then they're going to start putting it on your tax return, I believe, is how they're going to do this. And you just owe money. And I think at some point in time, people are just going to have to stop paying.
Well, yeah, and that's one thing. My own premiums, my health premiums went up $200, you know, 25%. It's unbelievable. Plus, you know, tax rates are increasing for everybody. Mm-hmm. Even, you know, professional golfers are talking about.
Yeah, they're leaving the country.
You know, going to other places.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're strangling the American people, and the American people aren't going to take it anymore. You know, the revolution started.
Right.
I
agree.
People also read the book John Adams or watch the HBO miniseries John Adams. You know, go out and rent it or buy it. But the revolution started for much less than what we're going through here today. It was, you know, greater taxes, and the colonies were wealthy. They were extremely wealthy. We're not wealthy anymore.
Right.
It was removing our right to try people for crimes committed on the soil of the colonies. King George took that right and sent it back to London. And finally, it was seizing the arms of the colonialists to be able to defend themselves. That was the flashpoint. Which started the war. We have all of those elements today. and yet we choose to look the other way. Our founding fathers weren't going to take it, and eventually the American people, even in today's modern age, are not going to take it anymore.
Yep, I agree. I agree.
Okay.
So, let's see. We got about 10 minutes left here. What we can wrap this up with,
So if people want to get more information and see what you're doing, Larry, it's, freedomwatchus.org. Is that correct?
freedomwatchusa.org.
Oh. Okay.
freedomwatchusa.org is our website. I also have a personal website, larryclayman.com, and our citizens grand jury, which we have in Ocala, Florida, which is a very conservative place, not coincidentally, where I, when I ran for the Senate in Florida back in 2004, I had my campaign headquarters for a while, and it's actually, you know, where I reside, is, citizensgrandjury.com. citizensgrandjury.com. So there's three websites you can go to and take a look at that.
Yeah, and get some donations out to you to help you fight. What are the big cases that you have pending? You've got something going on in Alabama and then Florida as well?
Yeah, we have three election challenges in Florida. Florida is a good example, you know, of what we talked about earlier about the state of the judiciary. Florida has the strongest voter fraud law. And we challenged Obama timely, and we drew some Democrat judges who, you know, really refused to look at the issue. So we've got that going up the line in the appellate courts. We're trying to get to the Florida Supreme Court and hopefully the U.S. Supreme Court. And in Alabama, we have an election challenge, which is in front of the Alabama Supreme Court, which, of course, the new Chief Justice is Roy Moore. He's the judge who, when he was a lower court judge, put the Ten Commandments in his courthouse. And was impeached because of that. And now the people of Alabama have overridden that and made him their Chief Justice. Roy Moore is a great man. He's the kind of judge that we need. I'm not saying he's going to rule for us. I hope he does. I pray he does. There are other justices on that Supreme Court, but we're somewhat hopeful. But we also have the Citizens Grand Jury, where Obama, having defrauded the United States, we have the right. Ironically, it was Justice Scalia who wrote a majority opinion in 1992, which said that the grand jury, that's the criminal basis of indicting someone on criminal charges, does not belong to the three branches of government. It belongs to the American people. This is the way it was done in the Old West, and citizen justice.
Wow.
And we are seeking an indictment. To get a court to enforce that, of course, is, you know, a long
story.
Shot.
Yeah, right.
But we will then try Obama. You know, he'll be arraigned. He doesn't want to come, trying in an abstention. But it's to educate. And,
right.
and ultimately, hopefully, you know, when we prove definitively that he's not a natural born citizen, he'll be forced to resign Nixon style. And hopefully, ultimately, we can get authorities to bring formal criminal charges and land him in prison where he belongs.
I agree. But yeah, that's
this
great.
It's the biggest fraud in American history and perhaps even world history that he's perpetrated on our people.
I absolutely agree. Listen, I think we have to go to a break here real quick, and then we'll come back and wrap it up in the last few minutes.
All right. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Shasta County, this is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Radio. Hope you're enjoying the show. We've got Mr. Larry Klayman on with us, and we want to thank our guests for coming on, and we really appreciate your information and your talk, and hopefully we can get you back at some point to update on everything that's going on.
It's my privilege. Thank you very much.
Well, we totally appreciate it.
So. Yeah, it's great information, and it helped get the information and educate the people out there what we need to do and where we're headed if we don't start getting off the couch.
I know that. You know, the words that I use, guys and gals, are very strong. You know, I say them calmly, but they're very strong. But unfortunately, they have to be said.
Right,
and
I agree.
We have to hear the truth. And we can't be pretending ourselves that things are going to get better because the people in Washington have our best interests. They don't.
Yeah, we've been in recovery for almost 5 years now.
It's not just an economic recovery.
I agree.
It's across the board.
Yeah, and you hit it right there when you said about the truth for me, Larry, is that's the important thing, is getting the truth out there to the people. Because a lot of them don't realize.
You know, I'm a Jewish virgin. I'm very proud of that, as Jesus was. You know, he was at was Passover, Last Supper, the night before he was crucified. And, you know, the Jewish people back in Germany in the mid-1940s, they believed they were more German than Jewish. They didn't think it could ever happen to them that there would be 6 million that were killed. And I think we're in the same state right now. We, the American people, don't realize the risk that we are under right now and the perilous nature of the state of our country. I'm not equating Obama with Hitler. I pray to God that he's not the equivalent. But we are delusional, and we need to wake up.
Yeah, and the clock is ticking.
The Jewish people were prior to World War II.
Well, speaking about the clock ticking, we got about a minute or so left here, so we got to let you go, Larry, and wrap it up. So we'll talk to you again at some point real soon, I hope.
Thank you. God bless you all.
God bless you, too.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. So let's see what we got here. We've got anything that you want to say before we wrap up?
Well, I don't know. That was just a lot of information that he put out there, and it was really nice of him to come on and give us his insight and what's going on out there.
How much time we got, Bob?
A minute and a half till the top of the hour.
Okay, so let's cover our usual. We want to go over Franklin's virtues. We got 13 of them. We're on number 8. Justice is a virtue that we want to talk about. Justice, wrong none by doing injuries or omitting the benefits that are your duty. So in other words, you know, be out there and be moral and don't do anybody any wrong. And, you know, take care of, you know, think about justice this week and how it's applied fairly across the board and evenly. You know, not just justice, this social justice for one side while we steal from the other. That's not justice. That's not equal protection.
And then next week we're going to have Patrick Jones on, and we're going to be speaking about the Second Amendment.
Very good. Let's see. We got, 30 seconds left? Okay, might as well go into music. You were born an original, don't die a copy. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And we'll see y'all next week.
Sovereign Mind Radio.
I am just a simple man.
You're tuned to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jared Halpern. Another day in a small underground bunker for a five-year-old boy in southeast Alabama. A gunman grabbed the child from his school bus after shooting and killing the bus driver Tuesday afternoon.
We have heard reports that there is a TV inside of that bunker. It was outfitted with food and water, although authorities have not given any indication that he's watching media reports. Yeah.
Fox's Elizabeth Pran in Midland City. Negotiators able to talk with the gunman, ID'd as 65-year-old Jimmy Lee Dykes, through a long drainage pipe. Locals describe him as a loner and a menacing figure with anti-government views. An abrupt resignation from Nebraska's lieutenant governor. The announcement made by the state's Republican governor, who wouldn't say why Rick Sheehy has stepped down, only indicating he broke trust. Sheehy was considered a top contender in next year's governor's race. Twitter has been hacked, the social media giant admitting it's the latest victim of cyber attacks, saying 250,000 accounts may have been compromised. The attack was detected earlier this week. Twitter was